Backseat Quickies, Episode 10, Glee, the 3D Concert Movie.
Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow.
Hello, Backseat Quickie fans. This is Sam again, and this week I'm filling in for Scott, and I'm reviewing the Glee 3D Concert Movie. Something Scott would not review.
Boo-ers.
Says the man in the background. So let's talk about the Glee 3D movie. I'm not the biggest Glee fan in the world, but I went with one of the biggest Glee fans in the world. And it's probably the biggest ripoff I've dealt with in a long time. It's not entirely a bad movie, it's just a very cheap movie in some ways. Half of the movie is a documentary talking about how Glee has changed the lives of many young teenagers by being able to cope with people with disabilities, such as, you know, being a little person or dealing with how to come out with being gay. And these inserts of this documentary quality is actually not that bad. Some of it feels a little bit out of place with the tracks that they place beside the documentary footage. Like, for some reason, you have, you know, a whole monologue about a girl being a little person, and then the next track that they show in the concert is I'm a Slave for You. So it's kind of like, in terms of pairing tracks with the documentary footage, I don't feel as though they did a very good job. In terms of even just the track listing, like, the songs were not exactly the best choices. I mean, we had, you know, a couple oldies like Don't Stop Believing, which of course is the theme of the damn show. Fat Bottom Girls, which I really, really hate that rendition of the song. And then you've got a couple things like Katy Perry, Teenage Dreamin' Firework, which, might I add, the actual 3D portion of the film is really, really crappy. Most of the 3D is showing, like, the ends of the microphones. They make constant reference to the character of Brittany having her boobs in 3D. I did not get any 3D boobs, and that alone was not worth my $13. There was also not enough Chris Colfer, who is better known as the character Kurt. In fact, Kurt probably had the least amount of screen time, which is very disappointing because he's just such a fun character. In fact, I think they spent far more time showing off Lea Michele, who plays the character of Rachel. And to be honest, I get sick of Rachel's voice very quickly. In fact, I actually find her singing voice pretty irritating at times. So the fact that there was far more focused on having lots and lots of Rachel, for me, did not help the film. Now that being said, as a film that's geared towards that crowd of people, I found it kind of interesting that the majority of people in my theater were under the age of 12. In fact, the little girl that I was sitting beside in the middle of the movie, she was rocking out and singing at the top of her lungs, which I thought was fantastic. At the same time, having subject matters like homosexuality, disability, Asperger's, these are things that this little girl I'm looking at next to me, I question how much of it she comprehends. And that part of the demographic, to me, doesn't work. Overall, I would give the Glee 3D movie probably about a 2 out of 5. The 3D aspects really are the thing that just shouldn't have been there. Like, that's easily the biggest ripoff. But moreover, there's more focus on the concert than the documentary part. And I think the documentary part is far stronger than just the songs they picked for the concert and being able to see the characters prance and dance around. I didn't really care for that. I wanted to hear more about the human aspect. So, I can't recommend it. And with that, I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye!
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.